You know, every Sunday we like to present a prophecy update showing you how things in the world corroborate centuries-old prophecies found in the Bible. A literal reading of the Bible reveals that in the last days, the nation of Israel will be regathered to the land unconditionally promised her by God. We're the generation privileged to see that prophecy miraculously fulfilled. And it is a miracle. The preservation of the nation of Israel and the fact that they're back in their land, an absolute fulfillment of centuries-old Bible prophecies. Now, once regathered, the Bible predicts that Israel would become a constant burden in the affairs of all the other nations and peoples of the world. Specifically, Zechariah chapter 12, verse 3 reads like this: "It shall happen in that day that I will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all peoples. All who would heave it away will surely be cut in pieces, though all the nations of the earth are gathered against it." There's a dire prophecy at the end of that verse that the nations of the earth would be against Israel. Every year on January 27th, that's the International Day of Commemoration in the memory of the victims of the Holocaust. It marks the day that Russian soldiers liberated the Auschwitz death camp in 1945. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made some strong statements on the 27th of this year about the current threats to Israel's existence. And though he's not saying that all the nations of the world are against Israel, I think after you listen to him, you'll see that nobody's really coming out for them either. He said this: 70 years after the Holocaust, much of the world remains silent in the face of Iran's declared intent to wipe Israel off the earth. By the way, one of the latest things coming out of Iran, they're calling Israel a one-bomb nation in terms of what they intend to do to them. Netanyahu says this: "Much of the world are silent in the face of calls by Hezbollah for the destruction of Israel and its continued murderous activities. Many remain silent in the face of calls by Hamas to kill Jews wherever they are. These are days when most of the governments of the world remain silent in the face of cries of Palestinian muftis to kill Jews wherever they are." Where is the condemnation of the mufti? Not the mufti of history, but the mufti of today. International Holocaust Remembrance Day should be the day the world stands behind the words, "Never again." Rabbi Abraham Cooper wrote an op-ed piece for the Huffington Post titled, "Their Denial and Our Silence Mock International Holocaust Memorial Day." After listing a number of anti-Semitic activities in many of the world's developed nations, including our own, he concluded, and I quote, "This International Holocaust Memorial Day, we urge those who take the time to stand in silence for 6 million dead Jews to also speak up in defense of embattled live Jews." Now, for our purposes this morning, what we're saying is that reading the Bible, you'd expect to see Israel regathered in her land in the end times, and you'd further expect her to be a source of controversy for all the nations of the world, and you'd further expect nations either to be against her directly or to remain silent in the face of her opposition, and that is exactly what is happening in our world right now. The question is, are you ready for the return of Jesus? Fulfilled prophecy aside, nothing needs to occur before Jesus can return to resurrect and rapture the church. That event is always presented as imminent, meaning that could happen at any moment. Get ready, stay ready, keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.